I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Corporate America is not to be trusted. That is the growing perception abroad, according to a recent survey. But the report also says that American consumers still feel pretty good about U.S. companies and their products. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, is corporate America ready for more bad news from another survey?
Yeah, it seems to pile on, doesn't it, Alex? This is a survey called the Edelman Trust Barometer. And basically, they poll opinion leaders in the U.S., the U.K., France, Germany, Brazil, and China to gauge the credibility of institutions and sources of information, basically corporations and the media. Richard Edelman heads up Edelman Public Relations, and he says the survey shows a renewed feeling of anti-American sentiment, and it's affecting trust in U.S. corporations.
I think the phenomenon is, for the first time, there's some evidence linking antipathy towards U.S. government and U.S. government policies to the discount given U.S. corporations in terms of trust. Not to say that American companies are owned by the U.S. government, but that there's just this general kind of feeling about America, its culture, its products, and it's not a good thing.
And by the way, I mentioned they poll opinion leaders, and they define that as someone 35 to 64 years old, college educated, with a household income of more than $75,000 or the equivalent in other countries.
Tess, when companies see these kinds of reports, can they learn from them? Is there anything they can do to change the perceptions and trust issues?
Well, yeah, Edelman says, first of all, they've got to localize management and communications practices. Basically, the Europeans, Germans, and French read their local papers. They trust local media more than they trust, say, the Financial Times or the New York Times. So, for example, your company's spokesperson has to be a local person. Second, use your employees as a key way of disseminating information. CEOs are not to be trusted. And you have to go through a gauntlet of media. Advertising is not a credible way to get a message out about your company.
And are they finding particular companies that are doing things right? I mean, are there brands out there? What's most trusted?
Well, here in the U.S., the most trusted brands, or among them, are UPS, Johnson & Johnson, IBM, Heinz, Coca-Cola. In Europe, it's Michelin, Amnesty International, Microsoft, IBM, and the food company Danone. And what did they have that the other companies apparently didn't? Well, at least according to the survey, a history of quality products, and perhaps most importantly, listening to their customers. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at a group of scientists working long and hard to try to create the perfect candy bar.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.